Pinocchio set out, and as soon as he found himself in the wood, he ran like a hare. When he reached the giant oak tree, he stopped, for he thought he heard a rustle in the brush. He was right. There stood the fox and the cat, the two traveling companions with whom he had eaten at the Inn of the Red Lobster.
"Here comes our dear Pinocchio,"
cried the fox, hugging and kissing him.
"How did you happen here?"
"How did you happen here?" repeated the cat.
"It is a long story," said the Marionette. "Let me tell it to you. The other night, when you left me alone at the inn, I met the assassins on the road."
"The assassins? Oh, my poor friend! And what did they want?"
"They wanted my gold pieces."
"Rascals!" said the fox.
"The worst sort of rascals," added the cat.
"But I began to run," continued the Marionette, "and they after me, until they overtook me and hanged me to the limb of that oak."
Pinocchio pointed to the giant oak nearby.
"Could anything be worse?" said the fox. "What an awful world to live in! Where shall we find a safe place for gentlemen like ourselves?"
As the fox talked thus, Pinocchio noticed that the cat carried his right paw in a sling.
"What happened to your paw?" he asked.
The cat tried to answer, but he became so terribly twisted in his speech that the fox had to help him out.